Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So my first guest this evening is a singer, she's a lyricist, she's a producer who's been smashing it on the scene with her amazing voice, and she's all set to release her first ever Hindi track. It's called Jaane Do. And to talk all about her journey in music, give it up for Shai! Shai, what you say, man? So happy to have you up on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited to be here through Zoom.
So where in the world are we talking to you today?
So I'm in Mumbai right now, and this is like my hometown. So I'm back and forth between Mumbai and London. So I'm back in London in June, but right now I am in Mumbai.
You know, Mumbai, my favorite place in the world. I'm so, so jealous. You know, I can't wait to get back again, you know, with this whole lockdown and stuff of the last few years. You know what? Not being able to come down there. But next time I'm down, I'm definitely going to come and see you.
Yes, that sounds wicked. Come when it's not super hot, because right now it is ridiculous. Like 35, 40 degrees. Like, it's not fun. Let me tell you.
I love it, though. I love it.
Fair enough. Come whenever you'd like. I'll be here.
It's your first time here up on the show, Shai, right? So for the fans and for the listeners, let's find out. Shai Khaigon, come on, Shai. How did you get into the whole crazy music scene, man? How did it all begin for you?
Oh my God, that's a big question, all right? Well, basically, I grew up in a house which is full of music. My mom did her degree in Indian classical, so there was always like Hindi music playing in the house. Dad loved to listen to like world music, so it's kind of inevitable. And soon after, I just started writing like poems, and then it became songs, and then it became, okay, I'm going to go to uni and study songwriting and just get into it, really. And straight after, it just so happened that I started writing for a lot of artists in the UK. And so I thought, okay, well, I might as well just stay here. And then I was living in London and Liverpool for like 7 years. So basically, it just became me as a songwriter. And as most uni kids kind of have this experience, I feel like when they leave their home, they start to miss their home and they start to suddenly value their home. And that's literally what happened to me. And I was just like, man, there's so much about my culture that I haven't tapped into yet. And I just really want to get right into it. And so that's basically what happened. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do my Hinglish project. There's so much scope, you know, and like the pop scene in India is still so Bollywood. And there's so much, you know, opportunity for like having, you know, a pop star in a way, if you know what I mean, as opposed to just a playback singer all the time. You know, like there's so much opportunity. And so I basically, it was just like, you know what, I'm going to just jump right in and do Hindi and English because I love both. There's two sides of me as well, which is like the romantic side and then like the badass side. So I was like, why not just go right in, you know? And that's how India is as well. Like the great thing about like even Bollywood and now the independent scene here is like, there's just so much open-mindedness to like a mix of things, you know, like your first single doesn't have to sound like your second single, you know, it can just keep evolving and keep changing it up. Like it doesn't have to be EP to EP or album to album. So I just love that because I'm also as a songwriter all over the place, constantly listening to new stories, constantly listening to new music. I get bored really fast. So I was just like, you know what, this is my opportunity. And so I just started doing it last year, and so far, touch wood, it's been great. You know, I have two sides and like England and India. So it's like best of both worlds for me. And I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely love the fusion, you know, the two worlds that you're bringing together. You know, I know before your first single that you dropped, which was called All Dressed Up, I know you'd experimented with your sound. You'd done all these mashups that you were putting up online, you know, fusing, you know, Hindi and English songs together. You know, what kind of response did you get for that?
It was actually really good. I was really excited because it actually started when Gully Boy came out because I watched that movie, and I'm an actor as well. So I just loved that film. And it was just such a, you know, I feel like an iconic sort of situation because it was just like bringing to light things that people don't really talk about here. So one of the songs in that, which is called Duri, was the first one I decided, chalo, I'm just going to cover this. You know, I love it so much. It's got so much potential. And that just kind of spiraled. And then I just started doing more and more and more. And then I was just like, man, this is what I want to do in my music. So I'm just going to start. And that's kind of what happened.
And, you know, I mean, your first track was All Dressed Up, you know, and I love the thought process behind this song, because, you know, that track was born during the whole lockdown. And, you know, and the song is about, well, just because we can't go out, it was about, I guess, self-love in a way. You know, it's like, I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to get dressed up, even though I can't get out. You know, and I love the thought process behind that.
Yeah, it was just so like, I was literally living that truth every day. And I was just like, this is so boring. What can I do to make this better? And literally, it just changes everything, doesn't it? And now it's kind of the opposite. Now, like, you'll have Zoom meetings and people will be wearing pajamas.
Yes, okay. I'm wearing my pajamas. It's Sunday morning. I'm wearing my pajamas, Shai. Thank you for letting all the listeners know.
I didn't specify the person, you just did. Hey.
But listen, Shai, listen, All Dressed Up, right? You know, it was really well received. And, you know, that obviously gave you the confidence to kind of push forward. Then the second single came out, Read Your Mind, which I have been featuring on my show now, you know, for a while now, is getting a lot of love. And, you know, now that brings us to the forthcoming single that's coming out next week. You know, now I can't wait to talk about it. I can't wait to play it. I've had it for the last 3 weeks and, like, you know, I've not been allowed to play it, but I've been vibing to that track in my car, like, literally every day. It's your first ever Hindi song, Gaane Ka Naam Hai Jaane Do. So let's get into it, Shai, you know. Yeah, talk to me about this song. You know, how did this song come about? You know, the thought process. Because I know, you know, each song for you is not just music and lyrics, you know. There is depth behind it. So, yeah, man, just break Jaane Do down for us.
So, Jaane Do is actually, for me, a really important one, because I felt like my first two songs were definitely more of the sort of uplifting vibe and, like, the more badass vibe and, like, you know, just really positive. And I feel like that's really important. But also, I think it was really important for me to show the vulnerable side of me, because I am a romantic, like, at heart, definitely a romantic. And this one was more like about kind of the thought of losing someone and, like, being, like, constantly tormented at, like, whether you should tell them to stay or let them go, you know, because it's not always about you. And it was like, kind of, when is the right time to not be selfish and just sort of, you know, let this person go if that's what they want. So that's kind of what the song was about. I was in a relationship and I just really didn't know whether I should just let him go or beg him to stay, really. That was kind of the crux of it. And it was all to do with India and England, because at the time I was back and forth, and that was kind of the problem that we were having, you know, this constant long distance, not knowing, you know, what each other kind of wants. So it's just really about that, where I kind of felt like maybe the right thing is to just be sort of selfless and be like, you know what, if you aren't happy here, then maybe I should let you go. But it was all about me being really, really confused as to what to do, because obviously I didn't want that, you know, I wanted him to stay. So it was just about that and, like, just being confused and not knowing what the right thing to do is. And I feel like a lot of us go through that, you know, where you don't know where to put yourself first and when to put your loved ones first, whether it's a relationship, friendship, whatever. So, yeah, that's what it's about. Deep.
No, I love it. And I love it. And, you know, obviously being, you know, because you write your own lyrics as well, Shai, you know, especially when you are in that kind of uljan in your mind, you know, when it comes to things like relationships and so forth, you know, do you think it's also in some ways a bit therapeutic as well, being able to put your thoughts down on paper and let it out?
Totally. You know? Totally. I mean, that's literally why I became a songwriter, because it was like a little bit of a tease as well, because I got to live other people's experiences. And that's what's so rewarding and great, because then you know you're not alone. You know, because you'll be hearing other people's stories and be like, man, I know that feeling. So yay, you know, someone else gets it. Like, that's such an important part about music. And I feel like nowadays with the whole like TikTok situation that's happening now, there's like potential for it to be really hard hitting and kind of speak truth. But then there's also that really commercial side where it's just like chatting about the same thing and has to be a certain way and this and that. And as a songwriter, that's very limiting. And I'm sure my songwriter mates would get exactly what I'm talking about, because literally every brief is TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. But, you know, I think it's also such an important platform because, you know, you can speak truth in 15 seconds, you know, so that's really important. And I feel like as a songwriter, you want to kind of also be able to adapt to that so that people get it quick. Because everyone's attention span is so small now, including my own. So, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this, Shai. I think it's going to come a time where, you know, instead of like a 3-minute song, artists are just going to be doing 15-second songs.
I hope it doesn't come to that. That's really tiny. Like, you have so much to say as an artist. Like, that is limiting.
You know, you're effectively, you know, 3 songs in. You know, are you still figuring out your sound and, you know, the direction you want to take your music in? Or have you got a clear vision of, you know, what your sound is and, you know, what your goal is?
I think I do. I think for me, it's very much, my sound is R&B pop. But I think for me also, the best part about living here is that, like I said, you know, there's no limitations really. And I mean, like, you change as human beings. So I feel like you can change with your music. I mean, that happens with most artists, doesn't it? So I think I wouldn't really be able to tell you my trajectory because I'm still figuring it out, right? It's like every new thing I want to put out, I want to say something new. And if that means a little bit of a change in sound, I think ultimately it's going to be me. And that's kind of, you know, that essence is always going to be there, really. So I think, you know, the people who love the music and stuff will kind of get that regardless. But yeah, I think it's pretty clear for me. And I feel like the Indian music scene is just, you know, evolving in such a great way. Like, COVID was almost a gift for independent artists here, because literally there was like this huge window of opportunity and it didn't have to be in that Bollywood lane. And don't get me wrong, I love Bollywood music. You know, I love the vibe. I love the energy. You know, but it's so important to sort of acknowledge like the amount of sick artists that are coming out now. It's mad because everyone's been like, man, I have an opportunity now. I can do it, you know. So it's just wicked to be a part of that, to be honest. Like, I love it so much, you know, and then have my whole UK side of things as well. So it's like, really, it is the best of both worlds. So I'm very blessed. I'm very happy about that.
And my final question to you is this, Shai. Okay. Agar main tujhe jaane do, tu vapas aayegi for another interview?
Definitely. Oh my god, that was so lame. I love it. For sure. Nah, jaungi, no problem.
Shai, listen, it's been an absolute vibe speaking to you. So much fun. All right. If people want to find out more about you, you know, where can they go?
Well, you can just go to my Instagram, which is It's The Real Shai, Shai. And everything's there, my Spotify, everything. So that's the easiest way.
There we go. And you know what? Pehli baar aap mere show pe aayi ho, Shai. And so I'm not going to let you just aise vaise disappear on me, right? So I think before we play the new song, I think it's only right that you hit us up with a few lines. What do you reckon?
You mean you want me to sing them?
You can hit us up with a couple of lines, Shai.
Okay then, Akshay. Since you have put me on the spot and I'm not warmed up at all, why not? Shall we? Okay, I'll just sing a bit of it. Bol do ya main jaane do, rok do ya main jaane do. Bol do ya main jaane do, rok do ya main jaane do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was Shai, and we're about to hear the new one. This is Johnny Doom.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.